The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 12th day of March 2021. Keith Rogers riding shotgun with me, and for double buckshot here, I got Roger Landry online as well. Hello, Roger.
Well, how the heck are you?
Well, if you want to know, I am in extreme pain. You dared me to throw that pound and a half rock across your street up there, and I tore a muscle and ripped a tendon. I'm in extreme pain.
It was probably more like about 6 or 7 ounces, and I got it across the road in one throw.
Yeah, after I threw it and I didn't make it across the road, it was 2 foot from the berm of the road. You walked out there, picked it up, and threw it 3 feet.
The rest of the way.
Thank you.
Okay, I accomplished the task.
Oh, thank you.
That's all.
Yeah, it makes me feel so much better now. Share my pain at any rate.
Yeah. What I'd rather share is, first off, let me tell you, Keith, this is the first time I've heard you, and I really enjoyed listening to you. And you bring up some really, really sterling points. I'd like to interject something, and then I'm going to go away because it's not my show, but I'm a call-in today. You and I, John, have talked about treason over and over again. One of the last things that you mentioned, Keith, had to do with the Israeli presence in the United States. One of the biggest issues I have when it comes to who serves this country and who doesn't, and how the hell it could possibly be constitutional, is dual citizenship. When you have members of Congress, okay, whether it be the House of Representatives or the Senate, who owe allegiance to two countries at the same time, where do you draw the line? That is not even explainable, nor is it constitutional, yet it is rampant. And when you have the Prime Minister of a country saying, don't worry about America, we own them, and that's a matter of record, it sort of puts things into context, doesn't it? Treason is more rampant in this country today than it has ever been, and only we the people can stop it. John, you've made that point over and over again, and you're exactly right. And with that, unless you guys have anything
you're not going to get out. I can't stop you from hanging up. It would only appear you being rude by me telling you not to, and you go ahead and do it anyway. Look.
Yeah, well, you know better.
you and I discussed this past weekend. We had the pleasure of sitting down face to face, and I'm very glad I made that trip. And we talked about. I'm sorry.
I said I'm glad you did too.
Yeah. I have been on a jag here, and I don't know if you heard my comments about the lady that called in from Arkansas. I took the call, and after she hung up, I just kind of went off. And Roger, please, if you would, your take on people going, woe is us, I'm a victim, they're going to kill me, woe is me, it's all over. Oh, please give me your... your opinion on
this. This is programmed ignorance. These people don't know enough to make rational decisions, so it drives them to the level of panic. And what we're seeing across the country today is twofold. And I think you'll both see this in what I'm about to say. We are seeing an awakening going on across America. Even Democrats are having woe is me days for Biden being in office. What we are seeing is a mass awakening across this country. But you also have to understand, for the last 10 years, our numbers have been growing, but most of the people who may have been following what we've been putting out, people like you and the Liberty Beacon Project, they didn't tell a whole lot of people. It wasn't really the popular thing to do. And now, I've got to tell you something. America's the laziest country on the planet, but if you kick it hard enough, you're going to be really, really sad you did that. We're approaching that point. But the other side, I said there's two parts. The other part is those who have been instilled with programmed ignorance for so damn long that what they see around them, they cannot explain any longer, and it drives them into panic. And we have a lot of panicked Americans, and we have a lot of pissed off Americans. What we are having less and less of every day is happy Americans.
Yeah. Happy?
You asked for that.
Yeah. Well, and you and I also discussed this as well. Many people they would be happy with just going back to the administrative state prior to the COVID-19
yes.
scam. They just want their job back. They want their life back. And I don't want to go back
hold on. That's a brilliant point. And let me tell you why. Because how many crises do you have to go through whereby, because it's an emergency, we take away all of your rights, but it's only because it's an emergency. As soon as it's over, you get 95% of them back. But we have to keep 5% of those in reserve now to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. If you take that over the last 100 years, the last century of elitists really beating down on America, which they are,
yeah.
then you've got to realize why the state of our rights, and I was listening to you just prior to me coming in, just prior to your break, why do you think the state of our rights have gotten so bad? Because you lose just a tiny bit every second, but it's so small, it doesn't really show. But over a century, you look back and you realize, boy, did we screw up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can top that off if you want.
Please do.
Oh, please.
Well, let's go back to Germany. One of the videos I've got is an old German gal. They were talking about, like the rise of Hitler, like that. And she says, well, it was done incrementally, like a water yeah. dripping on granite. And you don't really notice it until the rock is basically eroded. And this all started, as you know, back with Oklahoma City, World Trade Center number, World Trade Center 93. But also Ruby Ridge, Waco. And each one yep. of these, they keep defining what Americans are as domestic terrorism, and now they're yep. going after the Christians. And I want to wrap this up with when I had Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson on my show, Perception Management, when I started relating to him the amount of deaths within the U.S. military, I received an email from him later on, and he was shocked with what was going on, that even Rand has a special study on it. And now we see Israel flying with the B-52 bombers for another coming war. And this should shock Americans if they haven't got enough wounded veterans right now. And yeah. then let me tail this up. 307,000 veterans died at the hands of the VA, not some enemy. 60,000 veterans have committed suicide. We have active duty in all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces committing suicide right now. And then on top of it, we have the remains of 274 Marines dumped in a Virginia landfill. How Obama just brushed off those Navy
God.
SEALs.
Don't stop me.
But now, see, this has all happened overseas. And now we have a green zone in Washington, D.C., And if you can't tell, just like Reverend Pastor Wright there said, the America's chickens are coming home to roost. Americans had better wake up, because what they have done overseas, they're now doing here at home, to where you see cops beating people up because they're not wearing a face mask. I mean, is this the freedoms that America is supposed to have? And then now, as a final, what are these soldiers doing going 2,000 to 9,000 miles away, allegedly fighting for our freedoms abroad, when we have none here at home?
Ooh, oh my God. I got to explain something to you. Not only is that exactly right, but that personifies everything I said leading up to it. So did you cap it off? You capped it off perfectly. You put a crown on it. People need to understand, and I've said this before, and then I do have to run. This is no longer up to your congressman to fix for you. This is no longer up to your senator to fix for you. It's not up to your president to fix for you. You know who it's up to? Page 1776. It's all the way back to us. If we sit on our butt and do nothing, what we do is we accredit this. We tell them it's good going forward. Everything you do, us good little doobies will say, thank you, Master, for anything you're going to give me. If you're not going to step up, shut up, because you're not helping. You're in the way.
Thank you.
And thank you for letting me have a little bit of time, John.
Thank
Keith,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in there.
I'll tell you what, is Roger gone?
No.
Oh, nuts. If you were to ask him very nicely, Keith, I bet he would go come on your show.
Keith, we would have a great conversation.
I've read your page and like that, although I worry that you don't have a link to John's site on your page, but that's just personal observation. I didn't see it.
Huge link for him on the site.
Yes.
And if you're talking about the Liberty Beacon website, thelibertybeacon.com, he's definitely represented.
I'm there.
I didn't see it when I was looking. Okay.
You didn't go down far enough, because a blind man could see this one.
On every page,
it on the top.
Oh, no, it's not on the top. He didn't put, no, that's, and I didn't complain about that. I was going to, but I thought,
you know what? Every article you read, it has to go by on the right-hand side. Every article you read, you have to go by that. So it is visible to anybody who comes there to read anything. Gee, is that good enough?
All right. Well, here, I want to say this one more thing, okay? I care about people, and usually people only care as. And I've been in the fire department for years, and you know, you go to an accident like that, you see someone's femur sticking out of their leg and stuff like that. You got some idiot walking up and says, "Hey, does it hurt?" Want to slap the guy. But anyway, what gets me, you know, is when you look at, boys, say you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and you get wounded abroad or something like that in a war based on a lie. And then your entire rest of your life is sitting there to have either your loved ones or family members sitting there wiping your rear end for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That just pisses me off end.
You know, the great...
As it should. Hey, I got to run, guys.
Okay.
I do.
All right, Roger. Thank you. I'll see you on the conference tomorrow.
All right.
Alrighty. Keith, I'll tell you what. Do you have... Now, you mentioned... 73,000 attributed to Iraq alone. Do you have a total number in the Middle East?
Well, not Middle East there, but I know one thing, though. It's been over 4 million Arab Muslims. This other one here is Project Sensor.
Okay, hold on. Okay. You talk in pidgin English sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. 4 million. Who are the 4 million dead attributed to what in where?
Well, in the last two conflagrations, they call it, in the just the Iraq war. But, of course, now we have to add Syria with 350,000 dead, and Libya, 50,000 dead. And I was like, say, and remember, they just asked, the WHO representative just asked that if all the wars could stop so everyone could get vaccinated, and then what? Go back to killing each other? Does that make sense?
No, they want to kill you.
Yeah.
No, they
anyway, I can send... I can send you a link to that, the actual numbers on that, but it was 73,846 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq since the beginning of the occupation.
But you see, but hold on here, Roger. I mean,
Keith.
I'm sorry, Keith. I'm looking at Roger on my screen.
Yeah.
Look, we have been told that they're over there fighting for our freedom. Mm-hmm. This is what the media did to us when these wars were raging in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, in other parts of the Middle East. You know, the American servicemen, it's been roughly 3,000, maybe 3,700. But there were standing orders, no pictures, no video of flag-draped coffins.
That's in that article.
Very good. Send it over to me. I'll make sure it's posted up. And, you know, we're just not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how these people are over there fighting for our liberty and freedom. And the news media chimed in. And Fox, among many of their transgressions, this is what they did, because there was a real groundswell at one point in time before the takedown by the bankers in 08 and the continuing takedown and the COVID and the reset and all of this crap. There was a groundswell of, we need to stop this stuff in the Middle East, because more and more people, Keith, were realizing that these were wars that were based on damn lies. So now you're saying that maybe 4 million Arabs are dead at the hands of the American people, blood on all of our hands. I'm Mr. and Mrs. Any Town USA. Oh, I don't have blood on my hands. I didn't have anything to do with that. Look,
there's another video called "The World's Largest Graveyard." It's in Iraq. It's got 5 million dead in it.
Oh, Jesus!
It's a drone footage. And I mean, it's just shocking. It's one of five. And that's just Iraq. Imagine what Iran has to put up with.
You've got this information and you've not sent it over to me so I could post this?
Oh, well.
Well,
here's another one for you. The U.S. coup over in Ukraine. And right now, the Donbass war is heating up right now. NATO sending their frigates up into the Black Sea and stuff. I mean, they're getting ready for something up there. But we have Israel supplying arms to the Ukraine, to the neo-Nazis, never again. And then we have the wounded Nazis being sent to Germany to be patched up in Germany's hospitals. And you think, well, that's a little weird there that the Germans are patching up Nazis, you know. And it's being paid for by our tax dollars because the U.S. pays for Germany's health care.
You only have an hour on the network on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you need 2 hours.
Well.
Not well. You need 2 hours. And I'm going to make those 2 hours available to you.
No.
Because.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
My only thing is, like, when I point out things like in Syria, the demographics of Syria is 10% Christian, and then I get emails that says, yeah, but the Bible was written for whites only. And I says, well, why does the Catholic Church proselytize all over the world there, whether it's Hispanics or whatever like that, you know? I mean, doesn't it sound kind of stupid, you know?
Well, the problem I have here, and Keith, I'm sorry, I don't want to run counter to what you're saying here, but, you know, a lot is talked about Adolf Hitler. Oh, the 6 million dead Jews in the camps. But nobody talks about Uncle Joe. Nobody talks about the millions more that he killed in Russia.
30 million.
30 million plus.
And the United States supported the entire Bolshevik revolution. They supported World War II. They supported Japan by Standard Oil fueling the entire Japanese fleet throughout the entire war, to which Truman says this is treason.
But why such a bad rap on Adolf Hitler? Because many people don't know what happened in Germany. They don't know how he went counter to the Jewish bankers in Germany. And he didn't confiscate their stuff. He told them, go, and go you must. Pick up your assets. Pick up everything that you want. You're given enough time to do so. Relocate elsewhere. Of which they did.
I have a video on that, too.
But I'm the misinformation about Germany prior to World War II.
Yeah,
is
I have a rabbi boasted about how they got the porn going and all that stuff.
All right, hang on. We've got a break here. Call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, 512-248-8252.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Let us go to the phones. John in California. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Hi, Keith. Good to hear you both. John, quickly, yesterday I didn't have a chance to bring up when I was talking on that what happened back in January 6th when there was a Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama. He was ready to go, and he had like a 100 representatives that were going to contest the voting, and they were going to bring it up before that body. Do you know if he ever had a chance to speak before they started that insurrection?
I don't think that, no. No, it was Pence that shut down the proceedings, and I think only a couple of witnesses gave actual testimony, and they shut it down, I think. What was it, Keith? Do you remember 15 or 20 minutes after it started?
Yeah, I wasn't paying much attention to it, but I know that it was shut down.
Yeah.
Okay, then when they finally, they went back again to, you know, certify the vote or something, I guess he had no other chance to bring it up either or any of the other.
Well, and by this time, the people that had already said that they were going to contest the vote, they caved. And they said, well, you know, due to what happened here, and some of them even, and Mitch McConnell, he came out and made the statement that Trump did this, he radicalized this, which was a flat-out lie. That little slack-jawed faggot needs to go. I'm sorry, guys.
And Millie's video proved that.
God almighty. I am so sick of the lies and the deceit and the corruption and the death, and I am sick of this. This is my country. We didn't elect these people to steal it from us. We didn't elect them for them to lie directly in the face. I mean, in the cameras, lying directly to the American people. You know, I keep, you know, one day, Keith, I went off, and, you know, accountability, I keep hearing these words, accountability and transparency. Transparency and accountability. We're not allowed to be transparent. We're not allowed to dig down. We are, the American people are now the enemy, okay? And they are treating us as such.
Well, remember the FBI says that erasing your browser history, and we're all conspiracy theorists and stuff. You know, I had something to add on there. I don't want to bust in your call here, but you remember when the U.S. was going in from Kuwait there to push Iraq out because Iraq wanted a port, and you can't blame them for that. But the point was, though, is the U.S. was still selling Saddam arms through Jordan. And now we have that $700 million in ammo missing in Afghanistan. But I have something to tell you here that most people don't realize. If you recall back in July of last year, of 2020, they were talking about Russia snipers taking, shooting U.S. military over there in Afghanistan. Here's the real story. U.S. contractors accused of funding Taliban attacks against American troops. This is right out of Washington, too. Nearly 400 people were either wounded while serving the U.S. military in Afghanistan, or family members of service members who died in conflict sued a group of companies on Friday, saying that they helped fund the attacks against the Americans by protection payments to the Taliban. And this would go on talking about their lucrative business deals that they had with the Taliban. It's a 288-page complaint filed in federal court. Now, see, this is being used, again, like the new sanctions on Russia. Everything has got to be some other country. It can't be the corruption in this country. We got to stop it.
Well, I was just going to say, John, you know, you call it conspiracy. You wouldn't be surprised, like I said, with Representative Brooks and that. Somebody did that so they couldn't speak up and really get people going. They might have been able to change all of that whole thing. But the other thing you were talking earlier about Germany, World War II, Adolf Hitler and all that. And if it wasn't for the Foreign Review magazine that I've been reading, you get a lot of good information. It really turns things around, tells the truth about that. And I would just say, if the Versailles Treaty didn't go through and they didn't give, you know, shaft to Germany with all those things that they did, Adolf Hitler probably never would have come up, got into power. Think about that.
Keith? Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, all these wars are devised to erase borders, destroy culture, national heritage, and this has been done throughout Indonesia, everything like that, with the CIA killing hundreds of thousands, and whether it's Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Guatemala, the same thing in Chile. Anytime someone rises up and they support their own nationalism, like Donald Trump was, he was anti-globalist. They have to go because they want you have to erase these borders for their new world order.
Well, that's true. Like I said, that's all they talk about. The Nazis, Hitler, except they don't talk about Stalin, what he did to Soviet Russia, what happened to the people there, what happened in Israel. Yeah.
And they don't talk about the history of how we dumped the good Chinese government and allowed the communists to take over. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We got to take this break, John. Thanks for your call. Yeah. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Got the Sandman down in Florida confusing the hell out of me here, Keith.
Okay.
At any rate,
I call him Gator.
Gator?
Yeah, Gator.
Well, he's got stones back. He's got his kidney stones back. And I know what pain is. I know what pain is. He knows what pain is. But I got to tell you, ripping a muscle and partially tearing a tendon in your arm, ha. Huh, I've had anterior cruciate ligaments I've blown out. I've broken ankles and walked miles on busted ankles. And I'll tell you what, it's like a hot ice pick, red hot ice pick being jammed into my arm. I haven't felt anything like this. Oh, by the way, from Steve, no, just having fun with Keith. He bitches about 1 hour, then the next day says he wants 2 hours. Happy with Mondays. You need a sidekick. Ed McMahon. Ha, ha, ha. And to be fair, Keith wasn't getting these messages from Steve because he had the other screens on his computer opened up, and he wasn't. So there we go. Okay. Now, back to the show.
Okay. So In lieu of Germany, remember when Hitler was building the youth camps and stuff, it was to rebuild Germany's moral values. And I had gotten this thing here today. It was from over in, I forget where it's at, but it was over back east where a bunch of adults stripped nude in front of an entire classroom of children. And this is what they're pushing. It's the same agenda they're doing here in our schools to get everyone into this LGBTQ P, whatever it is, movement like that, you know. Our cultures are being destroyed, and that's part of this. And it's the same thing when right now they've caused a division between the youth and the elderly, where the youth used to go to their parents or to their grandparents and say something, you know. And nowadays that's all been removed. It's all down on television and social media of what they should be doing. And this is how they're controlling people. Well, in lieu of that, it's the same thing with the so-called China virus, you know. The U.S. has been wanting to get into China, and now they have an inlet because, first, they've got everyone, remember, programmed that China virus. That's in their mind. Now, you heard George Webb talking about Patient Zero, the military games, all this stuff like that. But remember General Stilwell in the Road to Burma. And now we have the Road to Burma being reopened back up, and now we have a coup over in Myanmar. And who's fueling the arms over there? Israel. So do you see what's going on? And this is so that China can become a beachhead for eventual attack on Russia.
You know, I am tired of the interlopers and the intercessors here, the enablers. I'm tired of this. Keith, how much could we stop of the world's chaos if we had a straight-up, honest government that wasn't... And I used to laugh when people were telling me about, oh, well, America's just trying to build an empire like Rome did and the British did. And I'm going, no, that's not the case.
Like there's a video on YouTube called The Road to Burma. It's like one of those dangerous road type things. It talks openly about the forests are coming down and the opium fields are going up. The same thing with Hong Kong and the so-called autonomy, and yet Venezuela isn't allowed to have theirs. Taiwan is in there because it's the biggest chip manufacturer. Do you see where this is all going? They need the chips because of the New World Order, the AI, all this stuff, you know?
Well, if we had an honest government, and they were honest with the people, we would be untouchable. Yeah. Keith, if we had our own ability to control our own destiny, which we no longer have, and then when we catch up and we ask him for that honesty and that transparency and the forthrightness, we don't get it. We just get more BS.
Yep. Dave, I mean, you sit there daily and listen to these politicians openly lie to you, and they're not there to lie.
No. But there's no penalty. When you catch them in the lie, where's the penalty? They guard and they protect themselves. Dave in Michigan. Let me go to Dave in Michigan. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I love Keith. He don't get enough time on that one-hour show on Sunday nights. But, John, I got my good friend and mentor who's a doctor. He's 82 years old. I have not been sick or in any pain since 2011, literally. And he can help you with both of your problems. But
well, mine will heal it. Mine will heal by itself. It's not bad enough for surgery.
No, never. Oh, you stay away from surgery unless you got something hanging off you.
But or anyway, sticking out.
Is that a transvestite joke?
it could be.
Is this a sample? By the way, Dave, is this a sampling of Keith's humor on his show?
Actually, it is.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. I rescind the previous offer. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. No, I came up with a little ditty that I think covers it all. I tell people if you got questions, ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam, an anti-Semite, Uncle Ben, an anti-Fa. They'll tell you it's not real. It is real, and it's all by design.
Yep. I agree 100%.
So anyway, you know, I've been touting this national-assembly.net, and you know, it's not mine. I'm just a member. I think we're doing some good things. We've got 29 states now that are forming assemblies in their counties and in their states. I called Jeremy last night on your show, and he kind of went down a rabbit hole that isn't us. He says, you got to give up your Social Security number and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's Anna Von Rich. She's an agent. We don't follow that you know, game that she's playing. We can have this government back that you're looking for, John, and it's we the people. We've got all the platforms are there at national-assembly.net. I'd love for you and Roger to check that out, look at it real deep, and check it out. You guys know who Red Beckman is, right?
He's now since passed, but yes, I know who Red is.
Okay, we've got some of his videos up there. There's about 2 hours of them, and you don't have to watch them all, but somebody compiled them all into one platform. It's really great, and it explains, you know, who we should be and who we've been and who we're not. But we need to get back to that. So
wait a minute, Dave. I know, yeah. Now you mentioned you threw something out. You mentioned Social Security. I must have missed something here. What exactly are you saying?
Well, Jeremy said on your show last night after I called in, and when I hung up, he came back from the break and he said that in order to do this, what our group is doing, you have to give up your Social Security. You can't have insurance. You can't have, you can't go to doctors. You can't get technology. Blah blah blah. You got to live like an Amish person, and that's not where we're going. We're not giving up. I'm not going to give up my Social Security. That's my money. I want it.
Okay,
right?
Dave, but understand something. You are still lined up, and they still have the power over you because you're lining up for their benefit. That's what this whole thing is about.
Benefit.
What?
Well, I understand that. That's not their. That's not a benefit. I don't believe that's. Talk to Ralph Winterrood. You know, he's changed his status, and he's still getting his Social Security, and he wants his Social Security. Don't you want your Social Security, John? Didn't you work for that? Isn't that your
I work? Have not filed for it, nor am I ever going to.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Huh.
No kidding.
Okay.
I'm not lining up for benefit. This is what keeps you in there all cap corporatized. We're a corporation dealing with you, the little corporation. And if this outfit is missing that, then they're missing a big point.
Well, you know what? You know, I take it you know all about the SESCUV trust, that which is our Social Security. You know that they're playing with. They keep the lion's share, and they dribble back a little bit.
Look, I revert back to the original and the intention of the Constitutional Republic. It wasn't for health benefits. It wasn't for retirement benefits.
Oh,
it was okay. All right.
No, I agree 100%, and that's our assembly isn't going down that rabbit hole. But we will be a constitutional government again by we the people. Look at our website.
Not if you've got to move. Okay, Dave, this is a discussion that's going to last a lot longer than we have time available.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time here. But Dave, I would invite you to call back into the show, and we can run through this and vet this stuff out, because you're bringing up some good points, and I would like to have an exchange on that.
Perfect. I will keep calling you, brother.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Can I get 30 seconds in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Play it there, Mike.
When I was a kid, the American flag was something that was absolutely marvelous. Whenever the American flag went by in a parade, we took our hats off, put our hands over our hearts, and we really felt it, because this is the symbol of the United States and the way the United States should behave. We have to have something like that in order to hold ourselves together.
All right, that was before the Vietnam War, and that's what changed everything.
Well, what was it that was said by Deep Throat in Washington, D.C.? It was in the movie JFK. And God.
I had to throw that
You're bad. I don't know if you need to.
I'm from Vegas.
God almighty. At any rate, it was stated in that movie, well, everything changed since the Vietnam War. It was like we were sleepwalking. It was like we were just going through the motions. And the time period in this country where the major changes were taking place, that is exactly right. The groundwork was laid with the Fed Reserve and all this other stuff. We all know about that. But we didn't recognize what Eisenhower said on his way out, what Kennedy warned of in his speeches. And here we have it.
Yeah.
Instead of the Pentagon and all the decorated, saladed, supposed warrior patriots, what we have is a new class that they want their way, and they're not going to kowtow to civilian government.
Right.
You know, that's exactly the opposite of how it should be. And that this commander-in-chief crap they keep shoving down your throat, you know what, Keith, he's the president of the United States. The only time he isn't commander-in-chief is in time of war. And when was the last time we had a declared war?
Well, that's just it. Well, you know, even though a Democrat, Gore Vidal, had some of the best talks about this, how the Republic was lost. And this is what it is we have let the war powers go to presidents who are controlled by corporations, which is like this Pfizer thing. When you hear that Pfizer now has the power to blackmail countries over a created pandemic that isn't, and it's for sales. And like I mentioned earlier, when you get AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, all these guys together like that, competing to get their vaccines into a certain, and then you find out they're gene manipulators. They're not for flu.
Let's go back to the phones. I don't want to leave these people holding on. I'm reading Steve Elkins' text to me. Stop it, Stephen. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello there, John. Good to talk with you, and a good show. I loved it. I'll be using it for references. But I think that Ralph could answer the question about the Social Security thing. I've listened to him when he hosts your show and when he has his own program when I get the opportunity, and I think he does and would be able to answer the issue about the Social Security and your status as far as, I know that it's a corporate program, but I think he might have the solution to, so there is no dispute over what you can do with that benefit. Another thing with Steve Elkin, Steve, I brought up the issue of magnesium being a deficiency that allows the calcification or the calcium buildup to create the crystals. I don't know if you were taught that in your training, but Dr. Richard Ulrey here in Northern Michigan has a book written about him by a gentleman from Austin, Texas, Charles Walters with Acres USA Magazine. And he breaks down all the elements, and that's one of the results of an over-calcified system is the magnesium is lacking to keep it in a solution, and the result is kidney stones.
Well, and he and his wife are both registered nurses as well. So I know he's
right.
I know he's listening to the program today. So maybe, you heard me the other day. I had a cold coming on. And when I get colds coming on, they come on. They just don't drop by for a 10-minute visit and disappear. Day one, I felt this. I started taking large amounts of zinc and magnesium.
Yep.
Day two,
yep.
I still had that little thing in the back of my throat. By the third day, it was gone. No fever, no sniffles, no coughs, no nothing.
And I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And D3, but this book, everyone, it's my Bible for minerals because I did take 4 years of science in high school. It's Minerals for the Genetic Code. Minerals for the Genetic Code, and you can find it online used. It was written by Charles Walters, and it was about Dr. Ulrey here. He works with the Amish, and he's also a physicist, a chiropractor. he's just a wild child, I'll tell you. But his book is very, very balanced or very informative as to why we need these certain elements in our system to function healthily and with health, good health. And the kidney stone is it's right there on page 125. A lack of magnesium in the system to balance the calcium.
Well, I'm sure Steve heard that. So, oh, by the way, how did your sister do sitting in for Ingrid? I wasn't able to catch her show.
Well, it was. I thought she did very well. She did a presentation on the effects of abortion on the people that had the abortions, the fathers and the mothers, and the long-term effects. And then she brought up some vaccination issues. But then my brother and her went into the second hour and did a presentation on the COVID test, which is a total fraud.
Absolutely.
The whole thing.
All right.
And there was you had a guest, Nick Adams, on a Thursday before that show, and he presented a presentation about what the COVID
John,
test
was. John, I'm up against the break. I've got to run. Thank you for your call. Gary in Australia, hang on. I'll hold on to your call after the break. We'll take it and make you the final caller of this Friday edition.
Happening, ladies and gentlemen, we here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
We are back. Gary in Australia, down under. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good.
I hope that arm heals up real quick for you, bud. I know how it feels. Oh. I've had it happen to me.
Oh, brother.
it's fun, isn't it?
Oh, yesterday, I mean, I almost couldn't breathe. If I had my arm too close to my chest and I breathed, it was killing me. At any rate.
Yeah, it's akin to a cracked rib.
Which I had at one time, sometimes. 8 ribs cracked at the same time. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God almighty.
Oh, I'm telling you, brother.
God.
Oh, you want to experience pain? Yeah. At any rate, you didn't call about my personal pain. What's on your mind?
I wanted to thank you and Roger yesterday for finally, well, you guys are some of the first of calling what happened on November 3rd for what it is. I've been calling it a soft coup since the 4th of November. Now I see other people begin to pick up on it,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what it was.
Yep.
You know it. Roger knows it. I'm sure Keith is aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what went on. I also wanted to thank Keith for bringing up something that's really important that's been chapping my hide for years. Hearing about those evil Nazis. It's always those evil Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I remember when the Irish Catholic Bolsheviks went from the Lower East Side of New York, wink, wink, out to Bayonne, New Jersey, to Republic Oil's property, where they plotted, because of Rockefeller, the overthrow of Russia. Now, we know they weren't white Irish Catholics.
Yeah.
And who's running the schools? Who's running the financial institutions? I worked in the media.
Hospitals,
who's running the media?
Hospitals.
Every aspect
hospitals.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's running the universities?
Well, and you know, the last group of people to call me an anti-Semite was the American Defamation League, and I and I set the guy right on that. He never wrote another word about me, never spoke about this network again because I called him up and challenged him right to his face. And you know, I told him at the time, you know, you're misinformed. I love Jews. I love orange Jews. I love grape Jews. I love all kinds of Jews. We had Jews as hosts on this network. We've had Jews who were board operators. What they don't seem to want to understand or get is we understand the difference between Jews and Zionists. And that we have a large swath of Jewish people living in this country that could give a crap less about wanting to destroy it. They're enjoying themselves.
Well, you know, John, when I've gotten that anti-Semite crap, and I got it just recently again, I came back to the person, and this is the way I always deal with it. The first thing I say to them is, I don't recall saying anything negative about the indigenous people of the Middle East. I don't know any Semitic people that come out of Russia, Poland, right. Eastern Europe, and Brooklyn.
Right. I got you there.
Have a nice weekend, John. Heal up.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, Keith. I'll listen to you on Sunday.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, sounds good.
I appreciate it.
See you guys.
By next, plan on next Sunday, Keith, doing 2 hours.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. All right.
And I thank you for being here today, sir, and you were just full of surprises. This information.
Well,
I have
more information that'd shock you from these.
Well, shock away because you know where it's going. It's going to go up on the webpage.
I'm out of time. I asked Mike to get me some extra time in there, but.
Well, Mike doesn't have any time to manage his own time right now.
Oh, I'll call you on the phone. This other one's important, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you all for being here. Back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Maybe without the Sandman in Florida. Just kidding, Steve. See you Monday.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.